Hello, welcome to, I guess, like a weird fork full of noodles episode. I guess we should address that. So, people that pay attention, which apparently is my mom. I didn't know my mom pays attention to fork full of noodles. That was a big surprise. But you might be wondering why there hasn't been a fork full of noodles in a couple of weeks. Well, as you can see, I'm on the road. I'm on the road a lot. I tour pretty constantly. So that's one reason. The last couple months has been a pretty rigorous time on the road. I basically did like 7-8 weeks straight till I recorded my album. And that's the second reason. I recently recorded a new stand-up comedy album in 6 different locations. And I'm really, really excited about it. So I focused a lot of time on making sure that the material for that was down, the material for that was right, it got to where it needed to be so that when it got released, it would be the best quality product that I would want to put out into the world. And it means a lot to me. You know, this is a special that comes from something personal. A lot of it is about mental health and the perceptions of it in society, and how we built these systems around not being able to take care of the mentally ill because we don't understand it. So what I wanted to do with this video was give you guys a special little preview of what's to come. And there's a lot that's going to come out with this particular special. You're going to get a stand-up comedy album that was recorded in Columbia, South Carolina, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee, and Huntsville, Alabama. One of those 4 shows will be the album. You're not going to find out until the album comes out. But the other 3 shows, since each show kind of had its own special little thing, will be up on my Bandcamp page as an exclusive subscription only. So if you subscribe to the Bandcamp, you get those other 3 albums as well. And they were all a little bit different. They all had like their special little moments behind it. So there's that's going to come out with the album release. There's going to be a special that's like a documentary style special. So it'll be part stand-up comedy from 3 different shows and part documentary of me talking to different people about the issues that I discussed within the special itself. These are going to be comedians, musicians, activists, writers, anyone and everyone that I'm friends with that deal with this sort of issue. So without any further ado, I do want to give you guys a little preview of what the album is going to be. And the album covers a lot. It deals with my own anxiety.
A lot of anxiety to this day. I have a crippling amount of anxiety. Yeah, I have a lot of anxiety right now. But not at this very moment, but generally in life. but I recently found out that anxiety is a survival trait. Do you guys know that? Yeah, it's an evolutionary advantage. The reason why we're all here is because we're descendants of anxious cowards. Back in the hunter-gatherer days, our ancestors were the people that were just like, "What's that noise? Fuck it, I'm out."
It deals with drug reform.
It not only decreases depression, but also suicidal thoughts. Holy shit, why wouldn't we legalize that? But the stigma towards LSD is that it gets stuck in your spinal cord, and you'll have an acid flashback. You remember that you went to a Dave Matthews Band concert once. Yeah, but that's not true. LSD metabolizes in your system in 48 hours, which is about half the time that it takes for a pizza at Pizza Hut. You were more likely to have a Pizza Hut flashback in your lifetime.
Immigration.
We have a very aggressive way about talking about immigration in this country, don't we? Very aggressive way. Every time you bring up the idea of immigration reform, people just lose their shit. Right? They're like, it's buy one, get 2 free. That's what they doing. Right? They're coming over here, giving drugs to our children, turn them all into atheists. That's what they doing. They got these super strong babies throwing anchors into our buildings using the metric system.
Religion.
My mom used to tell me when I was 5 years old, she would say that Vishnu will decide when life no longer needs to be on this planet, and he will take his final form, which is that of a very beautiful woman, and then she will come down and kill everything.
Everyone.
Everything. Accountability. I mean, there's a lot that goes into the hour.
That's really what a lot of these movements are about, right? That's what the Black Lives Matter movement is about. A lot of people get nervous, and they get angry when I bring this shit up. They look at me and they go, it's fucking black supremacy, man. All lives matter, motherfuckers. Just, I need like a minute for rational thought. Can I get a minute for rational thought? Basically, what the Black Lives Matter people are saying is, hey, we think it would be super cool if a percentage of the police population would just stop killing people. But that seems to be like a real big deal for a lot of us. So what we think is when you commit the murder, you should go to prison for committing said murder.
Yes.
But that's also like a really big deal for a lot of us. So what we're going to propose is we take all the violent police officers and we put them on that Jurassic Park island. And we can see how police brutality works on a T-Rex. Which is going to make Hands Up, Don't Shoot look real adorable. Isn't that just... Yeah. Changing the game on protesting.
And I wanted to share that with you guys. So that's why there hasn't been as many Forkfuls out as of late. But there will be more Forkfuls coming out. Starting next week, we're going to start having new episodes of Forkful of Noodles that are going to be coming out weekly, as they always do. And the other part of it is also, it's just me doing all this stuff, you know. It's me doing the research, writing the content, filming and editing everything. So since it's just me, sometimes with everything else that's going on in my life, it becomes a little bit difficult. So I'm glad you guys enjoy it. I'm glad you guys share and comment. It means a lot when you guys do that. So keep doing that, I guess. This has mostly been a labor of love. I just like making shit and putting it out there for people to see and people to enjoy. So keep doing that. Check out the links below this video. There's links to the Bandcamp page. There's links to the Patreon, my website, my tour dates. And I'm back on tour pretty consistently. So I'm going to be heading up into the south, up into the northern plains, into the Midwest again. I'll be doing a couple fringe festivals this year, so check those out. And thanks for supporting, and keep your eye out for the album. And thanks for getting into it. I should probably make sure my eye's on the